Friday, June 11th, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Amy Witherden. Making headlines. Detailed work is currently underway to determine the state of readiness of a range of near-term electricity demand reduction opportunities, as well as several non-ESCOM supply options that could yield the equivalent of some 5,000 megawatts and help stabilize the South African system between now and 2016. The project, which has been integrated into the larger planning and policy processes being directed by the Interministerial Committee on Energy, led by Public Enterprises Minister Barbara Hogan, is also aligned to a big business power relief proposal, first canvassed with the government by Business Unity South Africa earlier in the year. ESCOM and the Energy Intensive User Group are part of the project, which is designed to create better visibility of the various supply and demand side opportunities, as well as the constraints to actual implementation. The 5,000 megawatt project is premised on the assumption that even if ESCOM's build program remains on schedule and the utility is able to maintain 85% plus plant availability, there will be a need to create additional space to reduce the prospect of load shedding and to create room for economic growth. Dozens of countries deadlocked on Thursday in efforts to agree on powers for the International Criminal Court to prosecute crimes of state aggression, arguing over criteria for triggering investigations. At the landmark ICC review conference held in Uganda, delegates were seeking to agree a definition of state aggression and how ICC inquiries into the offence could be triggered. In an effort to reach a compromise, delegates were given a new draft resolution outlining how the United Nations Security Council, the ICC, or a state referral might set off a probe into the act of aggression. The issue has deeply divided states over the role that the Security Council should play, with smaller nations wary of yielding authority to a world body dominated by five big powers. The new resolution still includes a type of opt-out clause for states to shield them from a probe if they have declared with the ICC registrar that they do not accept ICC jurisdiction. The proposal also provides for delayed entry of the court's mandate to prosecute aggression, an idea that is widely supported. There will be no strikes by public servants during the 2010 FIFA World Cup, labour negotiator Mugweni Maluleka said on Thursday. Even though a dispute has been declared with the Department of Public Service and Administration, workers will refrain from strike action for 30 days. Both the National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union and the Public Service Association signed agreements with government on Thursday, committing themselves to no labour unrest during the period of the soccer spectacle. Talks with the department reached a deadlock after labour unions adjusted their demands from 11% general salary increases to 8.6% and 1,000 rand for a monthly housing allowance. The department was offering a 6.5% increase and a maximum of 620 rand a month on housing allowances. Also making headlines. A World Bank report says that Sudan must reduce its dependency on oil revenues and step up investment in agriculture if it wants to keep its economy growing and avoid further conflict. Former National Police Commissioner Jackie Selebi's corruption trial is postponed for judgment on July 1, 2010. ICC prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo seeks the help of the United Nations Security Council to order Sudan to hand over two men indicted for war crimes in Darfur. And Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu says that former President Nelson Mandela made South Africa's hosting of the 2010 FIFA World Cup possible. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.